Okay, so I just want to share God's word with you just for a few minutes this morning. Next week, I'm going to start a sermon series called What is a Church Member? So I thought I would refresh us this week on what is a church. And for that, we're going to look at the first church in Acts 2, 42 through 47. It says this, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling the possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." Now, we could say many things about the first church, but I want to focus on just one word this morning: devoted. They were devoted. It says they devoted themselves. Now, in a lot of churches today, you don't see much devotion going on. People are more concerned about what they can get out of church rather than what their responsibility is to the church. People want to attend as it fits their schedule. They only want to give what they think they can do without it. And if they choose to serve at all, it's only in ways that they feel comfortable. But the early disciples were devoted. Something tells me that this means they didn't have any conditions on their commitment to God. They were willing to go anywhere and do anything. And it says that they had glad and generous hearts. This wasn't a legalistic devotion. They weren't merely replacing the law with a new kind of legalism, trying to jump through hoops in order to please God. No, they were devoted out of joy. They were thankful for what God had done for them. They saw what Christ did. They realized how much they were unworthy of it, and they humbled themselves. And when they received God's grace, it changed their lives. They devoted themselves. Now, I guess that we've all been there at some point in our Christian lives. Maybe when you first embraced Christ or when you saw God moving mightily in your life. But over time, we tend to lose the fire in us. Our devotion wanes. At that point, what do? Some people walk away from their faith at that point. It's lost its excitement. Others turn Christianity at that point into legalism. They obey the rules of the Bible, but they don't really find any pleasure in them. But there's a much better way. God's rules, whether Old Testament or New, they're not meant to be obeyed out of legalism, but out of joy, out of devotion to Christ. We're not to be devoted to a religion, but to a relationship. Jesus died to set us free from the law, not to enslave us to a new law. If you made any New Year's resolutions, ask yourself this: am I just trying to be a better person, or am I seeking to change because of my devotion to Christ? There's nothing wrong with a resolution. In fact, as Christians, we ought to be making resolutions all the time, but not out of legalism, out of love. We want to humble ourselves before our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, because He loved us so much that He died for us. And we love and devote ourselves to Him because He first loved us. Let's pray. Father, help us to always remember how much You've done for us. Help us not to turn our relationship with You simply into a list of do's and don'ts. Help us to glorify You because You're worthy and You loved us, so that we can turn from our sin to serve our Savior. Change us to be fully devoted followers of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.